Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Sheila Long. She's the founder of Malamado, a co-working community for women based in Shorewood. Sheila, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Sure thing. To get us started, can you give our listeners an overview of what Malamado is all about? What do they need to know to understand what you guys do?
Well, we're an inclusive working community for every woman. So we're all about building community one person at a time, and we really want to help women increase their reach in business and grow businesses or grow their place at the table.
Sounds great. Can you tell me, when did you kind of first have this idea, and why did you decide to focus on, you know, women-led businesses?
Well, that's a loaded question. I mean, I worked in telecommunications in Chicagoland. Then I moved back home to Wisconsin. I'm not from Milwaukee, so I didn't have any connections, didn't really know people in town who would be able to help me get to a part-time position. And I was surrounded by other women who were in the exact same boat, who really just needed part-time. They had very impressive backgrounds. They've done wonderful things professionally, but they couldn't work a full-time position for a variety of reasons. And then I went to a conference in Chicago, the Booth Women Connect Conference, and we were just charged with women. We need to be at the head of the table, and we need to lead more businesses, and we need to just take things into our own hands on how to have a bigger reach in business. So this is my way of helping women move forward professionally.
So I've seen some of the videos and other stuff you put out online, and in the space here, it seems like you have a big focus on leadership and role models in your sort of mission and overall view. Can you kind of explain that and how you try to push that idea?
Sure, I would love to. We are all about leaders and being a great leader. And one of the key drivers for why I opened Malamado and why I named it that name, actually, is because everybody can be a leader, and you can define what a leader is. Everybody defines it differently. And a lot of times in our careers as women, we tend to pivot. We go to college for one certain reason, and then 10, 15 years out, we totally change paths. And having the courage to do that is being a leader. And then seeing someone do that makes you have more courage. So those people tend to be a role model. And anyone can be a role model. It can be a mom with 5 kids. It can be a woman who never had kids. It could be someone in the GLBT community who adopted a child. Like, anybody can lead, but you just have to know what you're good at and have the courage to take risks and grow.
Well, that's excellent.
Thanks. And if we all did that, it would just make for a better world.
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
With your focus and your experience working with these different women-led businesses, what do you think leaders in the state can do, whether leaders of business or even politics, because that makes up some of our listeners here, what can those kind of leaders in our state do to foster and support women-led businesses and startups in the space that you work in?
Wow, what a great question. Thanks. What I found when I opened this business is that there's a lot of emotional support that women need. There's a lot of resources that are definitely out there. There's a lot of nonprofits and different organizations that really want to help women, but there's a lot of fear around taking on debt and just feelings about money, feelings about not working to your full potential and not supporting your family. And also emotional support for women. It's very nerve-wracking to open a business, to sit at the head of the table and make all of the decisions when you don't have all of the answers. And just really what we do here is it's kind of like we're holding someone's hand as they grow their business, and we sit with them. They might not want to go to a trade show because they don't have marketing materials, and then just understanding that it's emotionally draining and scary for people to grow businesses. And it's more so for women. It's something about the genetic makeup of our brains, which people who know a lot more about that can tell you more about it, but there definitely needs to be more emotional support and understanding, compassion, empathy. That's always helpful.
Gotcha. Well, it's great to get your take on that. I really appreciate your perspective.
Thanks.
And I think we should leave it there for now. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Sheila, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.